So you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball.
And I'm Renee Gonzalez, your host here at Subscription Box Basics,
a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs wanting to avoid overwhelm.
So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Subscription Box Basics. I have a very special guest returning to the show with me today. I have my friend and colleague, Liam Brennan, back on the show. Hey, Liam, welcome.
How's it going? Thanks very much for having me back. I'm really excited to be here again.
Absolutely. Guys, if you haven't met Liam before, he is an expert in this industry. He is one of the co-founders of the Buster Box, and I'm going to you go ahead and do like a little introduction. Tell a little bit more about your background.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm one of the co-founders of Busterbox.com. We are a dog subscription box company based in Ireland and the UK. We set up the company back in 2015. So we've been around for a while now. And to be honest with you, we're very similar to BarkBox in the US. Very similar concept. I also run the Subscription Box Experts Academy, which is a training program which helps people scale up their business. So a lot of the time, people will go through Julie's Subscription Box Bootcamp, and then they'll actually move into my course after. So they complement each other very well.
Yeah, they like graduate from my beginner training to your training. And we'll talk a little bit more about that because I know you're opening that up again soon. But today, we're going to talk about offers. This isn't something that I've talked about on the podcast before. And guys, when you're thinking about this, know that Liam is several steps ahead of all of us in this. And he has the amazing opportunity to test things. He does a lot of testing with Facebook ads, with offers, with conversion optimization, things like that. And so he's a great person to learn from and to learn from his mistakes as well. Liam?
100%, because we have made so many different mistakes over the years. I could spend the whole day talking about them.
Yeah, haven't we all? Okay, so let's focus on offers. Explain to the audience what an offer actually is when it comes to your subscription box business.
So we scaled up Busterbox by following one thing and one thing only, direct response marketing, where you basically want to put an ad out and you want somebody signed up. That's the only measure of success. If you put something out, somebody has to sign up. We're not looking for video views, page likes, any of that, sales. That's it. Now, one of the main rules of direct response will be there'll always be an offer. So I'll give you an example. We're a dog subscription box, but if you sign up to us, you may get a free dog bed. You may get a free dog camera. You may get a robotic hoover that your dog can chase around. There's always something paired with the subscription to get people to take out their credit card and sign up.
Okay, so I love that because we're no longer in this e-commerce world where you build it and they'll come. It's not like, hey, everybody, here's my subscription, and then everybody signs up. It's what's in it for them. It's almost like you have to dangle that carrot in front of them and be like, come in, we have this special offer for you and you get your subscription. I think that's one of the main reasons why they're important is because you have to call them to action, but actually make them take that action, not just say subscribe, but give them something extra. Do you have any other thoughts on why the offer is so important and why it makes such a difference?
Yeah, definitely. So if you come up with a good offer, you will cut through the noise on social media. You'll get a higher click-through rate on your ads because the offer is simply better. And your customer acquisition cost will actually be cheaper. So say if we went out and we just ran Facebook ads with no offer, we're just a dog subscription box, we could be paying over 100 euro to get one person signed up. And the finances behind that simply wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. And this is the same for a lot of boxes too. But if you pair it with an offer, sign up and you'll get whatever, this free camera, this free bed, whatever we're running, the CAC usually drops significantly. And people go over and they sign up. And that's not only common to us. If you look at all the big boxes like FabFitFun, Ipsy, look at their ads, and every single one of them are running offers and direct response because it works.
Ooh, that's a great idea. So if you have some spare time, you're listening, you're like, oh, what kind of offer would I even use for my box? Go look at what the other boxes are doing. Look at those big boxes. What type of offers are they presenting in their Facebook ads or on their website, in their email marketing? And it might be different in different channels too. So let's talk about, Liam, maybe a couple of different ideas of examples of offers. Now, I know you had just talked about like gift with purchase. So what other type of offers do you see out there?
So there's benefits and negatives to every single offer you'll run. And it took us a while to learn this. We've ran like probably about 100 different offers over the years. So if you go with a free gift with the box, the customer acquisition cost will usually be more expensive, but you'll have a really low churn. If you go with another really good one is double your first box. Mm-hmm. So you just give them double the amount of stuff. Great way of clearing stock.
Yeah.
The customer acquisition cost will be higher again, but the churn will even be lower. Now, if you start moving towards discounts, you usually have a really cheap customer acquisition cost, but the churn is higher. So it's all about balancing it out. If you really want to take off and grow really quickly, and I'm definitely not recommend doing this, it's free box. You give the first box for free and they pay shipping, but they have to do it in 6 or 12 months. It's a dangerous offer because you can get hundreds and hundreds of people signed up really quickly, but you really have to go into it with the correct expectations that your churn will be higher. And then you have to map out like your cohorts and basically see at what point it becomes profitable. It doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah, that sounds risky.
It is. It's risky. It's a risky offer. I know some companies that have done it exceptionally well and they've built like literally multi-million pound businesses just with free box and they're highly profitable. And then other companies, it just doesn't work for. So it depends on your market and factors.
So for you, I know you've tried out hundreds of different offers. Have you found any trends on like how often do you need to change up an offer?
Yeah, great question. So that will depend on your market size and how much you're spending on marketing. If you have a big enough market, like if you're in the US and you're in a big enough niche, if you find the winning offer, you may be able to leave that running for maybe even a year without doing it. Yeah, you can literally leave it for that amount of time. Now, if you scale up and you're spending more on marketing, the ads will go stale and you may have to change it within a few months. What we found, though, to keep the email list fresh, you should have a few different offers that you can rotate. Otherwise, it gets very boring, just saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. And you probably see your the Facebook ads cost or your cost of acquisition rising to let you know that offer is getting stale and maybe you need to change it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'm just going to dive deep into your brain here. Like, how do you and your team decide what, let's just stick with gift with purchase. How do you guys decide on the items? Because I know that's going to be one of the challenges our listeners have. It's like, I don't know what the heck to give for the gift with purchase. So do you ask your, do you survey? Do you just look to the market and look to the industry and see what's popular? How do you guys do it?
Great question. So we survey our customers 100%, find out what else they're buying. We look at Google Trends as well, what people are actually searching for. We also look at Amazon new products, and we look at how many of them have actually been sold and what the reviews are. And we always see, can we pair it with a dog box? So I'll give you an example. At the minute, we have some fitness watches coming in. You know, it's not like an Apple Watch or anything, but similar enough. We have them coming in. So we'll position this, bring your dog for a walk and you have your fitness watch and you can basically check your blood pressure and things like that and count how many steps you're doing. So will it work? Who knows? We tried so many different offers. Sometimes you think you've got a home run, comes out and it completely flops.
Can you think of maybe one or two offers that really went gangbusters?
So the free dog camera worked really well. And I've actually a funny story about that. We positioned that where people were going back to work after the pandemic and they're feeling guilty about leaving their dog at home. So it's like, you can go to work, you can keep in touch with the app. Flying out, literally flying out. So many people were signing up. It was quite expensive to actually source that camera. It's a tap out camera, but it worked out in the end because we kept them signed up for so long. But somebody came to me and he was like, I need an offer. And he was sending out a baby box. He was like, I need an offer. I'm struggling to get something working. So like, look, go with this tap out camera because you can just position it that it's a baby monitor and see what happens. So he came back to me, he got like a few hundred of them. He came back to me, he was like, yeah, it's working. They're flying out.
Nice.
Offer. So you never know.
Nice. Now, when I ran my Sparkle Hustle Grow Box, we did try some offers with percentages off. I felt like the higher the percentage that I went, the riskier it was to me, but it didn't stand out. It didn't stand out from the clutter and the marketing that we're getting elsewhere. But when I did a gift with purchase, and if it was something that wasn't available in the box ever, like it wasn't just leftover inventory, it was something a little higher value, or it was something bigger that wouldn't fit in the box normally, because our box was very small, it was about 6x9x3. When we did things that were bigger, higher value, that definitely helped. We would also put a quantity limit on it. Just that worked for us. That might not work across the board, but we said we have 100 of these. So when while supplies last, it was that type of message. So then when the 100 ran out, then we'd try a new offer. That's just a little bit of my experience with it. What are some, do you have any pro tips to help people out as they're considering doing an offer?
Yeah. So you made a very good point there about not using leftover inventory. And that's really true. If you're like just going down there, and we've fallen into this too. If you go downstairs to your warehouse and you're like, oh, we'll just get rid of this stuff that's been sitting here for 2 years, we'll do an offer with it. And it usually won't work. It needs to be something that they actually want.
Yeah. That's great for an upsell. If you're buying, do you also want this? That's a great way to get leftover inventory out the door. But you only have that one chance to do that first impression. So what's that brand new shiny offer going to be?
The offer has to be so good that when your target market sees it, they're literally ready to pull out their credit card and respond on the spot. What I'm seeing working for a lot of people at the minute is double box, especially with the inventory. So if you are looking to get rid of inventory, double box. What's really important too is offer presentation. So if you don't present the offer properly, like I've had some people come to me and they're like, oh, I can't get an offer to convert. And you look at their website and it just doesn't look appealing. You have to have it in the header. Usually you need to say how much the offer is worth. And check out busterbox.com if you want to see how to present an offer. And you'll see how we do it, and it definitely works.
Yeah. And I think it's important too, that if you're doing a Facebook ad, that the Facebook ad needs to match what that header looks like. Yeah. So when somebody clicks on it, they know immediately that they got to the right place. There's no question about it. And that it also reinforces what that offer was. Make it easy for them then. Share what the offer is. Give them that call to action right at the top of your website.
Yeah, definitely. It has to match up. And when they land on your website, like you said, they basically need to know what the offer is and understand what's going on within 2 seconds. If it's really confusing and they can't see the offer, it won't help you.
Yeah. Okay. So last question I have about offers is, are you sourcing your gift with purchase products in with the same vendors, or are you finding them somewhere else?
We're usually finding them somewhere else.
Okay.
What I'd say to you is, if you're going with a free gift, be very careful. Don't order like a crazy amount. What you can actually do, if you, as a test, you can change your header, come up with the offer, send an email, and if they buy, you can actually send the gift from Amazon just to see if it actually, now it'll be expensive, but you can test to see if it works and then just pull it down off the website. Go, okay, that worked. Let's actually go and source these. It's a quick way of doing it, because we, in a few times, we've been stung where we go out and we like invest. We don't do it anymore. A funny one would be Freddy Krueger costumes for dogs at Halloween. We went out and we like bought all these outfits. And I was like, this is going to completely blow up. We're going out on TikTok. I'm going to do all that. I'm going to run TikTok ads. Nah, flop, complete flop. And they're sitting in the warehouse for a whole year, these Freddy Krueger dog costumes. So,
oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, be careful when you're ordering stuff for a free gift.
Yeah, so you can just dip your toe in the water before you go all in on a purchase order of 100 or 1,000 or wherever you're at with your business. So that's such good advice. I love talking about this stuff. And I know this is the higher level type advice that you give in your course. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your course and when it's opening?
Yeah, thanks very much. So the Subscription Box Experts Academy is a full self-paced video course where you basically learn what we've done in BusterBox to sell over $11 million worth of boxes and acquire a lot of customers in the process. So I keep this course fully up to date with all the latest stuff. Over the last year, I actually added 40 new videos to the course with all the stuff that's just working right now, because Facebook ads basically change all the time. So it's helped a lot of people over the last few years in so many different niches scale up. And if you're interested, we're opening on March 12th, and definitely use Julie's affiliate link, because she'll have a special bonus, I believe.
I sure will. Yep.
And it supports the show too. So definitely do that.
Yeah, I'll be announcing that bonus real soon. But before we wrap up, Liam, what are some of the topics that they can expect in your course?
So they'll learn about conversion rate optimization. They'll learn about how to run Facebook ads properly, how to actually scale up. They will learn follow-up marketing, like email marketing. They learn subscription box metrics, all the metrics like churn, payback periods, all the advanced stuff that you basically need to know to scale.
Love it. Okay, so guys, if you're listening and you, I know a lot of you have asked me, do I have the next level training? And this is it. This is where you go after you have outgrown the training that Renee and I provide. We highly recommend Liam's course. I'll be sharing all of the details about it as they come out, along with the affiliate link, so you can sign up with our link and get the special bonus that we'll be announcing soon. So, Liam, thank you so much for coming on again and for sharing your experience with offers. I think that this is something that everybody should be doing, and it can make a huge impact in your subscription box business. Thanks again, Liam.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it, and have a good day.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening today, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.